So that was Jeannie René, and as I mentioned, she was on the main stage at Yes Women Can, which just took place in town April 19th, and we just learned an interesting piece of information. Our next guest is in the studio, Jacqueline Chenier. Hi, Jacqueline.
Hello.
Thanks for coming in, and you were just mentioning that Jeannie was Sasha's occupational therapist.
Yes, she was, for several years, actually.
Isn't that interesting?
Sasha was one of her private patients. She
used
to tease me and tell me that she kept her license for him.
Oh, I
see.
He
stole her heart.
What a great story. That's really interesting. So a perfect segue to introduce you to our listeners and let them know what this is all about. This fantastic, universally accessible playground that's being planned for L'Orignal in memory of Sasha, who passed away last summer in June at the age of 11. So you as a family have sort of taken on this mega, mega project and approached the Township of Champlain recently, I guess, to organize the property for it and donate the $70,000 worth of land, actually. Is it Place de la Seigneurie?
Yes, it's the new development that's actually going in off of Bonnet Street.
Okay, so this would be a parcel of land dedicated for this park.
Yes, it's just under an acre.
Okay. So give us the background and the impetus for this. I mean, this is not every family takes on. This is like hundreds of thousands of dollars you're talking about. You're laughing.
Well, you'd have to know my husband.
Okay, yes.
He doesn't do anything partway. Actually, neither of us really do. Essentially, Sasha's entire life, he went on a swing once.
Mm.
And we had an opportunity when we went on a Make-A-Wish trip that there was a resort that they had to stay at. And it was called Give Kids the World. And if you've never had a chance to check it out, I highly recommend it. It's on Google. I'm sure you can find it.
Give Kids the World?
Give Kids the World.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so anybody who's going on a Make-A-Wish trip, or a children's wish, or any of those types of things, they actually get to stay if they go to Florida at this resort.
Okay.
And it is just magical. And everybody there kind of understands your story, so it's fantastic. But they have something called Matthew's Boundless Playground there, and it is a universally accessible park.
Okay.
And so Sebastian, and that's my older son,
yes,
and myself and Jason and Sasha, we all went on this amazing trip, and we were had front of the line at Disney, SeaWorld, Universal. Sasha got to go on all kinds of rides. It was incredible. But Sebastian's favorite thing was playing with his brother at that park.
Okay.
And if you check out our Facebook page, you can actually see this really great photograph of the two of them playing on the swings. And
I think I actually printed out the photograph of that. I have it here with my papers. And a huge, huge beaming smile on Sasha's face.
It's hard to see which one of them is smiling more, actually.
Yeah.
And it had these specialized swings that Sasha could actually go in. And the entire park had this great rubberized surface that the wheelchair just glided over. And there were all kinds of sensory things that Sasha and Sebastian, there was enough room around them that they could actually interact with them together.
Yes, yes.
And if you ask Sebastian his favorite moment of that trip, pushing his brother on the swing was his absolute favorite moment.
Okay.
So that's what really started it.
Yeah, I really get it now that you guys had a fantastic experience down there with this special accessible playground.
It was 15 minutes of Normal. In a world where you taking your kid on a swing for granted, it was 15 minutes of what everybody else gets. And we just, best 15 minutes ever.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, I really get that. I get, as a fairly new grandfather, I guess my grandson is just over 2 years old now. When I go to visit them in Vancouver, that's where I spend, I would say, the most amount of time is at the playground. You know, he loves the swing. He loves the slide. You know, he loves all of those, the climbing equipment and stuff, right? And, you know, I can just, you know, guess at what it would be like if that was not accessible to a child, if they were in a wheelchair or for other reasons not able to, you know, get on the equipment. That would be so frustrating. It would be so really hard.
It is. And the way most conventional parks are designed, there's sand, there's gravel, or there's wood chips.
Yes.
And the wood chips are supposed to be accessible, but I'll tell you from personal experience, no, they're not.
They'll stop a wheelchair dead in its tracks.
Not just a wheelchair, but even if a child's using a walker or a parent needs to use crutches,
yes,
the ground is not very even.
No.
It actually causes issue with mobility. And so you're left sitting on the sidelines. I mean, I have very clear memories of Sebastian at the age of 2.5 asking, can I please go to the park, mummy? And not being able to because I had to make, like, it was Sophie's choice. Which one of them do I ignore?
Yeah, yeah.
And I couldn't get Sasha even close to the equipment, even if I could have gotten him on.
Yes, yes. It wasn't manageable. Yeah,
no.
Yeah. Really interesting. I had para-athlete Joey Desjardins on the show just a couple of weeks ago, you know, and he was saying, you know, people don't realize what a big deal accessibility is. He said, it's not only a daily issue. It's hour by hour, you know. And when I invited him on the show, he was at the Legion at the spaghetti dinner at the Legion in Hawkesbury when I invited him to come on the radio show. And his first response, like, he didn't even hesitate. He says, what's the accessibility like at your building, you know? And we were happy to be able to say, you know, we have a ramp at the back and it's, you know, like, it's all on the ground floor. And, you know, so he was able to wheel in and, you know, I had him on the show here. But yeah, accessibility is a really big issue. I guess you must have heard that Ottawa Mayor Jim Watson had an incident recently that put him in a wheelchair and then in crutches. I don't know if you heard about that.
I did.
Yeah. And the whole, you know, community of people who ride OC Transpo and have to get around, you know, on the Ottawa sidewalks were saying, you know, and he admitted, he said, I never realized how, you know, rough and difficult the Ottawa sidewalks are to maneuver. You know, so he got a first-hand taste of it, I guess, and, you know, and he's being challenged to actually put a bit of more money into, you know, all of those systems because it's a hardship for many people.
Well, and that's actually the thing about parks, and what blows my mind is I don't actually think they let somebody who did this on a daily basis consult on what they consider to be accessible.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They typically, these parks that they consider universally accessible or wheelchair accessible have a ramp, and the ramp goes nowhere, and the ramp's not very wide. So if I bothered to push Sasha up the ramp, I couldn't access all the equipment. I took up the entire ramp.
Yes.
I couldn't even maneuver myself into the side to be able to access some of the sensory things that, you know, would have been applicable to him.
Yes.
And then basically I did a U-turn and I went back down the ramp.
So basically, it's lip service to accessibility. It's not really functional or really working.
It's like all things. If you have a house and you need to renovate it for a disabled person, it's not as good as if you built it from scratch.
Right.
So whenever you're trying to retrofit something, there's growth. And I just want to see things grow.
Yes.
I think they did the best they could with the knowledge they had at the time. But I think there's room for improvement.
Yes, yes. Well, Jacqueline, we're going to take a little musical break here. And when we come back, I want you to, if you would, give us some more details about the design and the phases of this universally accessible park that your family is proposing. Okay? Another cut from Janie Renée's CD, Les Valises. So, Jacqueline, we were just going over the sort of artist's concept rendition of what the park would look like. I'm assuming, would this be sort of phase one of the park?
Or? No, that is actually the completed park.
The completed park, okay.
Which is a pretty big price tag, a little over $500,000, give or take.
Yes. So, like, we're talking about a $500,000 project here.
Yes.
Very, very ambitious. But as you were saying before we went on the air, It's the kind of project that would put L'Orignal on the map and probably would draw visitors from near and afar, I think, to come and experience this universally accessible park.
Absolutely. My husband and I would have easily driven 2 hours to have been able to access something like this that our whole family could have used.
Yes.
Easily.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So give us a few details about some of the features here, like see in the foreground here, a kind of squiggly little climbing feature. What would make that more accessible and unique compared to what, you know, what we're used to seeing in municipal parks, for example?
Well, I'll do my best to try to describe it. It is a bit of a visual thing. Yes. So I will encourage people to check out our Facebook page and our GoFundMe page. Lots of pictures of equipment. But this one, it almost looks like a loop. It goes up and down. Mm-hmm. There's lots of texture. There's lots of space around it. And there's lots of things to handhold and touch. So if you were in a wheelchair and your friend was on the climbing wall who's perfectly able-bodied, you could still be there talking to them, touching the wall, feeling the different textures. And actually, the thing itself, if you have a chance to have a really good look at the picture, it's actually kind of beautiful.
It is.
It's a bit of a wave,
It looks like a piece of art or sculpture or something. And you made the point that the surface, the ground surface for all of these features is really, really important. It's a kind of rubberized compound that makes it really easy to roll on if you're in a wheelchair or a walker or even if you have any kind of mobility restrictions. It's just a nice, safe, secure surface that makes it really easy to move around rather than, you were saying, the wood chips or the little pea gravel or whatever.
It makes it so much easier. And you know what? It doesn't get in your shoes.
What a concept. As a grandparent, yeah, I can tell you how many times I've taken my shoes off when I bring my grandson to the park. You
know? There will be none of those things happening here.
That's fantastic. Tell us a little bit about the sand feature.
Yeah, so the sand pit, there is going to be an on-the-ground sand pit for those that want to use it, but there's also going to be elevated sand tables, which a wheelchair would be able to tuck right under. But also, if you're a grandparent and you don't want to bend down.
Get down on all fours.
Yeah, your knees just aren't what they were.
Exactly.
This is a great way to get to be able to interact and do it at a comfortable way to do that.
Fantastic. What a
Everybody
concept.
Gets to play.
I think every park should be designed this way. I mean, this makes so much sense.
Well, it really means that everyone can play, really. And I don't know why we keep building these things that look like hamster trails, you know?
Yeah.
They prescribe play.
I always think that my description of them is they look like giant Fisher-Price toys somehow.
It's more and more, eh? Yeah, I got to remember that, actually. That's a good one.
They're all made out of plastic, but it sort of sounds like, it feels like it's come out of, you know, somebody's, design course. Theoretically, it should make a lot of sense. It should work. But as you were saying, you know, you sort of wonder how many times they actually brought real people and real children into this environment to see how they actually take to it and function and move around in it.
Or parents that have experienced this. It's actually a form of prescribed play, those things, you know, that are off the ground with the trails through them.
Mm-hmm.
By having it all on the ground and open, you're encouraging imagination. Now it's not just this one thing with this trail. It is whatever you want to make it, you know.
Yeah, it's open-ended.
It's their imagination that gets to take over.
So there's no limit to what they could be on a pirate ship or they could be raiding a castle or anything, yeah.
Speaking of that, actually, there is another feature in this park called a sway fun, which is one of my husband's favorites. And essentially what it is it's a giant rocker that you can actually, there's a little ramp up to it.
Uh-huh.
Everybody can get in it, and you use there's wheelchair anchors for it. So it's completely accessible, and everybody can use this their momentum. Yeah, that's the one right there.
Okay, yeah.
And uses their momentum to cause it to sway back and forth, and it can be as much swaying or as little as everybody on the ride wants to do. But it's
cool,
a really cool thing. It's something that actually enhances people's vestibular sense, which is their sense of balance, why people like roller coasters and the swings.
Yes. Putting the old inner ear to work,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Yes. Wow, that's fantastic. Yeah, I can see that. There's like a little ramp with some railings up to it, and then it goes up to a kind of clamshell looking thing that
reminds me of a pirate ship.
Yeah, there you go. I bet you that would be a really popular feature that would be busy all the time.
Yeah. And there's also another feature. It actually looks like a little dome. So children that have sensory issues or have children with that are on the autistic spectrum,
mm-hmm.
they sometimes need a quiet place to kind of destimulate. So that's what that cozy dome it's called. And I actually think I need one at the office. That's what it's for, is actually for everybody to kind of go in and just take a moment, gather themselves, and go back to being able to play. But it gives them a chance to have that little quiet, confined space that they need. And like I said, I think all adults need them too.
Yes. Is that that the one in the middle that looks like a kind of Chinese pagoda?
A little bit, yeah. Little green things.
Yes, yes, yes. Like a little a mushroom almost, yeah. Yeah, that does look kind of cozy and not completely segregated from the rest of the area, but just a closed space that would...
Give yourselves a few moments to just get your thoughts back together. Yeah. Take out a moment out of the stimulation and you can go back to playing. People learn and play at all different levels, and we're trying to accommodate everybody. And actually, I think it leads to better play for everyone.
Yes. Wow. This is, again, I'm going to say it, a very, very comprehensive project that is ambitious, but also, you know, would be a wonderful celebration in honor of Sasha. And you want to call it Sasha's Park?
Yep.
An opportunity to create radiant smiles on the faces of everybody that goes there.
Right? It's funny that that's exactly what we're hoping to create. Sasha had the best smile, and he was a very happy child in spite of all the challenges he faced. He understood that feeling a warm breeze on your face was possibly the best thing, or hearing your brother laugh just made him laugh.
Yes.
He loved to hear kids playing, and I couldn't think of a better thing to memorialize him than a park.
Yes. I have to say that I just feel like everything about this project has smiles written all over it. And you were just saying a minute ago that there was a kind of Sasha Smiles initiative that you wanted to mention.
Well, yeah. On his birthday, December 19th, it could have been a really rough day.
Yes.
His first birthday without him.
Yeah.
But we decided to take it and make it positive. And my husband and I started a little thing where we just said, you know, we're going to go out and do random acts of kindness for people. It can be you pay someone a compliment in the grocery store, or you buy their coffee.
Buy somebody a coffee.
Or, you know, I bought people groceries. All kinds of things. Actually, one lady helped her neighbor build a ramp. A wheelchair accessible ramp into his house because he needed one. But it took off, and we had over 1,100 participants that helped out
on
Smiles for Sasha Day, and nothing made me feel better
than
what, we smiled all day.
Yeah, I bet. I love that concept of random acts of kindness. I mean, that's the
concept. I have to admit, I did borrow it. I grew up in Belleville, where there had been a young man that had been murdered in Florida randomly, and his parents got so sick and tired of hearing random act of violence that they decided that they would create this random act of kindness day to celebrate their son. And it stuck with me because I just remember thinking, what a great way to make something that was horrible, maybe
ugly,
something positive and better.
Yes, reclaim it.
And so that's what we decided to do about
Fantastic.
His birthday.
Yeah.
We're doing it again too.
Yes. Excellent. Jackie, we're going to take another musical break. I think we're going to listen to a little bit more Jeannie Renee. And then when we come back, I want to go over the details of the fundraising for this and how this is actually going to become a reality and what it's going to take to get it off the ground and where you are so far and the support you're getting from the municipality and other organizations and what we can do to participate.
Thank you.
Okay. So we said that we wanted to get into the details. There's three upcoming events that are going to be important fundraisers for this, but just give us an idea again of the magnitude of this. Like, we're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars to make this park a reality, right?
Yes, we are looking to raise over $500,000. And the township's been great because they're going to be helping us fill out all of the grant application forms.
Okay.
Yeah, and
that's
so
good support.
We really appreciate that. Those are very onerous.
Yes,
and
yes.
The community's been great too, because I think I've gotten about 17 suggestions about applying for this one federal government grant from people that found it and immediately thought of sending it to the park.
Okay.
So I really do appreciate that as
well.
Yeah,
so you're sort of top of mind with the community, right? People are saying, oh, here's something that the Cheniers could use.
Yes, and that's been incredibly gratifying to see people coming together and saying, oh, yeah, we really want this to happen.
Yes.
And
so the community is really rallying around this, I can see it. So you guys sort of started the ball rolling with the contribution of the property, right? You said it's almost an acre. So there's a place for this to exist.
Yes, that seemed to be, when we did a little research into this, that seemed to be a big stumbling block for a lot of, a park like this is not a condensed feature. It's pretty spread out. To be able to do it right, to give the room around the equipment so that the chairs and the walkers and everything can access it.
Yes.
It really, you need some space. So that's what we thought we could do.
This is the biggest the biggest obstacle, I guess, that you've already overcome. So, you know,
taking a lot of places will donate money for a capital improvement, but they will not donate money for land.
Yes,
so,
yes.
Well, we didn't have to say what our money was going for. We decided land.
Good for you. And I've actually heard about the grant writing world. Everything depends on having an address or a location. That's a starting point. And if you have that, then apparently, you know, like that's a physical, concrete,
it's
asset, right?
Yes, there's really going to happen. Yes. Somebody said this piece of land, yes, this can go on it.
Yes, you so know? It's a wonderful jumpstart for making this project a reality. So you gave us a list here of three different events that are all taking place, let me see, May, July, and August. What's the first one? The community garage sale.
Yes, so there'll be a community garage sale in the village of Lorignal. They're right. Actually closing off Court Street.
Okay.
And so it will be throughout the community, but we will be on the part in Court Street. It is sponsored by the Knights of Columbus. Mm-hmm. It's starting at about 8 a.m. So if you come, bring me a coffee. And we're accepting donations. If people want to donate their stuff towards this cause, that'd be great. And you can email us at sashaspark@gmail.com. Or you can, check out our Facebook page, mm-hmm. which is... my husband is so much better at this.
You're doing great.
Okay. And then there's the Facebook is facebook.com/sashaspark. And we're also at Twitter at sashaspark. And there's the GoFundMe site where you can also send us a message, gofundme.com/everyone can play.
Everyone can play.
So please let us know if you've got stuff you want to donate that's gently used. New in a closet. Not furniture, though, because we don't really have that much space.
Right, okay.
But we are looking for donations, and it's a great way to clean out your house for spring cleaning and donate your stuff to a worthy cause.
Oh, yeah. It's a great opportunity, too, because many, many people have all sorts of accumulated things that they want to, do a spring cleaning and don't necessarily want to set up a table at one of these garage sales because it's a big commitment. You got to be there all day long. So this is a perfect combination of, liquidate some of those items that have been sitting around all winter, support a fantastically good cause, and would you actually pick up pieces, or are you just taking deliveries?
We are hoping to arrange transportation to be able to pick things up.
Okay.
We are just confirming the details on that.
Okay. So we just heard several avenues that people can communicate with you. I think I communicated with you via the email, sashaspark@gmail.com.
The only thing is about the first name is S-A-C-H-A-S.
Yes.
park@gmail.com.
Yes, it's Sasha with a C-H, not an S-H.
We had to be different.
Yeah. And then the next event is Steve Barton's Golf Classic. Do you want to give us the details of that event?
Yeah, so Steve Barton has very generously approached us to say that he's absolutely behind our project and would love to help us build this park. And so a couple of years back, I guess he had this golf classic to support the outdoor rink here in Van Cleek Hill.
That's right, yeah.
And was really quite pleased with the success he got. So he decided to offer it to our park project. Mm-hmm. We couldn't be more delighted.
Yeah.
It's on July 17th and tickets are available online, or you can check out the Scotiabank, I believe, here in Van Cleek Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you can find a link to the Steve Barton Golf Classic on our GoFundMe page and on our Facebook page. And you can always also email us for details.
Okay. So another great event, July 17th, the Steve Barton Golf Classic. And that's going to be a fundraiser for Sasha's Park. And then I just learned this now that Herb's Customer Appreciation Day, which they do every year and is a really big event, and they put up tents, a big tent, and they offer free hamburgers and hot dogs and all sorts of salads. And it's their way of saying thank you to all the loyal customers that go to Herb's Travel Plaza all year long. They just set up this big event. They have live music. They have a dunk tank. I've covered it a couple of times,
okay.
So I know all the things that happened here. So this is going to be a fundraiser for Sasha's Park this year.
Yes, they contacted us once they read, actually, I believe, the article in the review.
Okay.
So thank you so much.
Excellent.
And they actually asked if they could give their proceeds this year towards Sasha's Park. So we couldn't have been more delighted.
Fantastic.
And we'll be there.
Yes. So this is happening in August the 12th is
the
date.
Yes, August the 12th.
The Herb's Customer Appreciation Day, and all the proceeds from that event are going to Sasha's Park as well. So another reason to go and,
Let Herb's get you a hot dog.
Exactly. Let them give you a hamburger or a hot dog and enjoy the day and contribute to this really, really worthy cause. Well, Jacqueline, I just want to ask you, are there any other details that we need to mention? We've covered quite a bit of the design, the magnitude, the fundraising, the reason why we're doing it, Sasha's Smiles.
Sasha's Smile would That's be a great about, reason to do it.
Yes.
Just another way, if people are interested in seeing what we're up to, really do come and check out. And if you want better pictures of all the equipment, the best place to look for that is the GoFundMe.com/everyone can play. That's kind of where we want everybody to go. It's got all the best pictures on it. Okay. And also do check us out on Facebook and Twitter.
And that really does encapsulate what this is all about, that everyone
can play.
Can play, has the right to play. And, you know, play is a really important thing, you know. So,
you know, the United Nations actually considers it such an important thing. They've considered it a right of all children to be able to play.
Yeah, it's a really big, important developmental element to be able to play and have wide open spaces, you know, where you can just let your imagination go. And that's what this park is all about, this universally accessible park that the Chenier family are organizing and fundraising for in honor of their son, Sasha. Thanks so much for coming in today, Jacqueline.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, we really appreciate this you telling us about it, and also that you've introduced this fantastic project into our community.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks again.